Throughout its history, the church has always valued symbols. They help illustrate what is important to us in keeping them in front of us, like the symbols of our stained glass windows. Like the coming kingdom window on this side of the room at the very back. At the top, there is a crown and an olive branch, a scepter. The cross is in the middle, reminding us that Christ is a different kind of king. Or the foundation of the church window, where there are the keys to the church, the strong foundation beneath it, and the Cairo in the shape of a cross. The Cairo, or the first two Greek letters in the word Christos, became an abbreviation for Christ. And then, of course, the Pentecost window, with the symbols of fire and wind filling the room, the dove as the Holy Spirit descending on the people of God, bringing them together. Years ago, I visited a church who had just celebrated its 125th anniversary, and in celebration of that anniversary, they commissioned a cross, a Celtic cross, that would be placed above the entrance of the sanctuary. And the Celtic cross is a traditional cross with a circle in the background, representing God as Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. And the cross was stained glass, but the circle was a mosaic. Church members were invited to bring things from their lives, representing their gifts and prayers, their brokenness and healing, their memories and dreams. And out of all of those various things, they created the mosaic, the circle in the background of the cross, representing that everyone belongs to the circle of the love of God. It is a picture of Pentecost. Because on Pentecost, it says, everyone was together. There were Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, Libya, and visitors from Rome. If you took all of those places and created a brochure, it'd be quite the world adventure. There were Jews, proselytes, Cretans, and Arabs all together in the same place, but perhaps disconnected at the same time. Until the Spirit of God filled the room like a mighty rushing wind, and everyone could understand and speak the language of another. It is as the prophet Joel said, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Watching that moment, everyone was a little confused. That what was it that bonded them and us together? All nations and languages belonging to the people of God? That in many ways, Pentecost defies gravity. That what goes up just may not come down, because there are forces in this world pushing people apart, separating and dividing. There are the haves and the have-nots. the educated and the uneducated, the clean and the unclean. People are divided by labels and locations. It's no wonder someone thought maybe they just served too much wine. They couldn't make sense of what was happening. And even though the church, wherever it is found, has fallen short of bringing people together, the church has still inherited the gift of diversity. For on Pentecost, we remember the church around the world, every nation, every language, every culture, every ethnicity, every label, every location. It is, as Robert Dale writes, most healthy trees have a root system that are 3 times the diameter of the branches and leaves. And I sat on my back porch this week, looking up at one of those gigantic pine trees, and I started to get a crick in my neck looking at the sheer width of its branches. But then I looked down at the ground, and I tried to imagine a root system 3 times as wide. It was massive. And the church does well to remember the width of its root system. All of those people throughout history and around the world, it is a beautiful mosaic of grace and justice, giving us just a glimpse of the kingdom of God. And we remember our root system because it informs who we are right here at the corner of College and Glen. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, the Spirit will guide you into all truth." That Jesus had more to say, but we only hear it slowly and over time as the Spirit continues to fill the room and change what we hear. Hardy Clemens, God rest his soul, once said, "The church is a teaching hospital. The church does not just tend to our needs, it also teaches us to tend to the needs of this world. And if the church is a teaching church, it is also a learning church. And one way that God teaches us and we learn is through one another." As a good friend has said, it's why there are all those one another's throughout all of Scripture, that we are to love one another, forgive one another, bear with one another, pray for one another, confess our sins to one another, wait for one another, honor one another, speak the truth to one another. It's how we continue to learn. And it is not just from realizing what we all hold in common. it is also learning to value what is different. Because it leads us to the fruits of the Spirit, to love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That we find those things by learning how to build relationships with one another. Fred Craddock tells the story. He was walking down a street and noticed a construction site. There was a bricklayer sitting there with his tape measure out, measuring the length and width and depth of every single brick. And if the measurements were not perfect, he put that brick in the discard pile, which was 3 times as tall as the keep pile. So Craddock asked him, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm measuring the bricks. They all have to be exactly the same." Craddock said, "Why?" He said, "I'm building a church, and I want it to stand." Well, a strange thing happened. When he took all of those bricks that were exactly the same, depending on that to keep the church standing, he just stacked them on one another. But it wasn't too long after that that the church fell. Well, about a week later, Craddock was walking down a street and noticed another construction site. This time, the contractor was sitting next to this tall pile of rocks, and it was a mess. Every single rock was different. There were big ones, round ones, small ones, dark ones, little ones. Craddock said, "What are you doing?" The contractor said, "I'm building a church." Craddock said, "You are nuts. There's no way that church is going to stand. I saw this bricklayer last week. He had all these bricks exactly the same, and that church fell down." Contractor said, "Oh, it'll stand." And then he got up and he grabbed a tray and a tool and he started to mix something. It looked a little bit like cement, but it was something different. And he started to put that stuff in between all of the rocks. And wouldn't you know it, years later, that church was still standing. The key is that stuff in between. Recognizing not only what we all have in common, but also valuing what is different. Because we learn from one another, allowing the Spirit of God to continue to fill the room. Amen.